This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lottery officials confirming that someone who purchased a Mega Millions ticket in South Carolina holds a winning ticket for last night's record drawing, the jackpot worth $1.5 billion. Mega Millions spokesman Gordon Mendicia says that's about all we know, though, for now.
I was on the phone with the director from South Carolina this morning already, and I think they'll be at least announcing what store sold the ticket before noon today. But at this point, it's still up in the air.
The winner can take the cash option of about $900 million. A caravan of over 7,000 Hondurans already on its way up towards the U.S. border, but more migrants could be heading this way from Central America soon. The Department of Homeland Security confirming a second migrant caravan is now being organized in El Salvador. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Dozens more people are getting sick from eating salmonella-tainted beef. The CDC reporting 63 more people have gotten ill from eating the contaminated ground beef that's been recalled. It brings the total so far to at least 120 people in more than two dozen states who've been impacted. The beef distributed by an Arizona company was sold by a number of national chains from Walmart to Sprouts and Fry's. The first female Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, has announced that she's in the early stages of dementia and will be withdrawing from public life. Her son, Jay O'Connor, says his mother has a message for America.
By better appreciating and understanding our common heritage and the values that are most important, we can re-energize Americans to realize that we're all on the same team and we can all achieve things, better things working together.
He spoke on Fox News. Sandra Day O'Connor is 88, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The California Catholic Conference now being sued on claims it deliberately hid credible sex abuse accusations against over 200 priests in that state. A lawyer and former priest saying yesterday the cases all involved priests in the Archdiocese of San Francisco and the Diocese of Oakland and San Jose. Wireless phone company T-Mobile says it will donate $10,000 to hurricane relief for every home run hit in the World Series. It's the part of the company's Home Runs for Hurricane Recovery initiative. Boston's Eduardo Nunez hit a three-run homer last night in the Red Sox 8-4 win over the Dodgers, the Sox getting off to a one-game-to-none lead in the Fall Classic. Diddy, former rapper turned entrepreneur, is helping kids in New York City get a better quality education now. He announced on Instagram yesterday he's pledging $1 million to build a charter school in the Bronx. The school for 6th and 7th graders is scheduled to open next September. And the world's oldest intact shipwreck is said to be lying at the bottom of the Black Sea, according to researchers from the Black Sea Maritime Archaeology Project, who say they discovered the ancient Greek trading vessel near Bulgaria after 3 years of surveying over 700 miles. They say oxygen-free conditions underwater preserved the ship. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't cross the water, I wish I could walk through. When
America, Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information about the show, the best place to go, BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, a series of previous interviews that we've had featuring our expert guests and talented entertainment subjects as well, all for you. It's our gift to you because we're givers. Hey, with us right now, speaking of which, the ultimate giver himself, and this is saying something, especially when you're talking about an attorney. All right. And we're talking James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Well, I'll tell you, we got a lot on the docket. So, in fact, we're going to surprise everybody and do a couple of segments. But first of all, I want to talk about your current column on Nancy Pelosi's Alinsky approach. Now, let me see if I get this right. Nancy has really tried to keep the Democrats somewhat close to the center. All, you know, maybe, okay, barely in the zip code. I won't argue her point too much and try to insist that she's been anywhere familiar with the middle. She talks about it, but doesn't quite understand it. But now what is she doing, you know, with, you know, Elizabeth Warren and the rest of the left wingers yanking the party way to the left? I mean, all of a sudden, did she have to go to the Saul Alinsky Elizabeth, you know, speed reading course in order, Evelyn Wood, I should say, I started to say Elizabeth Warren, the speed reading course so that she can catch up on all the Saul Alinsky tactics, huh?
Well, apparently, yeah. I mean, it's not just that the Democrats have lurched to the left. It's not only that, because what they've done is lurched into a really evil philosophy, and here's the way that, you know, and it comes from, you know, Pelosi made this speech and it was caught on video and it went viral, where she said essentially that we have an agenda, and if while we're seeking our agenda, there's some collateral damage for others who do not agree with us, well, so be it.
Yes.
Now, collateral damage is a term of war.
Mm-hmm.
Collateral damage is people who are injured or die in military conflict. And the message that someone who wants to be the Speaker of the House is sending is that anything is acceptable as long as I get my power back. That's
exactly
what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes from, and when I say it's an evil philosophy, we see it shared. Hillary Clinton said it. We shouldn't
exactly
be civil.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maxine Waters said we should disturb people in public places and let them know that they're not to be there. Eric Holder said, let's kick them when they're down.
Right.
When they go low, we kick them, not a paraphrase of Michelle Obama's phrase.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Kavanaugh hearings demonstrated that they were willing to make collateral damage out of Kavanaugh's family and out of the advised and consent constitutional process of the Constitution. And they were willing to make collateral damage out of our health care system when we found out that keeping your doctor was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And that they were willing to make collateral damage out of our nation's sovereignty, because the Democrat Party, I believe, is behind this invasion that's coming at us from Honduras.
Honduras, exactly.
Timed so perfectly. So this is all about that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've often heard this phrase, the end justifies the means. Mm-hmm. And what it essentially says is that essentially what Nancy Pelosi is embracing, for us to achieve our end, we can do anything, and we don't have to be concerned with ethics. Now, Machiavelli came up with this end justifies the means,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't, in his advice to monarchs, he didn't jettison all ethics, but Saul Alinsky did. Saul
yes.
Alinsky, now, who is this guy? This is a guy that's worshipped by the left. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton wrote her thesis at Wellesley on Saul Alinsky. Barack Obama used Saul Alinsky to teach community organizing. Saul Alinsky was a community organizer, but he has a depraved view, and he has rules that he sets out in this Rules for Radicals that essentially say that to get your political objective, the more important your objective is, the less important right and wrong is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this book, Rules for Radicals, in its dedication, anybody want, go to the library, look up Rules for Radicals, and you'll see the dedication. This book is dedicated to Lucifer.
Yes.
Now, that's what it said.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what's amazing about it is this philosophy, which is similar to Nietzsche, Might Makes Right, this absolutely amoral view of the world is antithetical to the Judeo-Christian philosophy that we base Western civilization on.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just dangerous to our country, it's dangerous to the entire Western civilization. It's like a disease.
Well, if not the world, James, because then we're going to realize what Dinesh D'Souza said, and that is, imagine a world without America. And we are really, you know, very close to this because, you know, to your point, I want to go back earlier in terms of collateral damage. One of the critical names that you missed, and of course there's plenty, and there's plenty that we could miss, but a critical name, especially in the Kavanaugh hearings, was Dr. Ford herself. She was regarded as collateral damage. It didn't matter. I mean, so what if her reputation was drug out there or that she was put in harm's way? It didn't matter because the cause celeb, you know, for the left, you know, trumps all. I mean, and the other thing that you bring up here, the left, the radical left, makes fun of our religion and our faith, our Bibles, our God, our country. But what they have done, they've exchanged the God of the Bible to their God of radicals and rules of radicals in Saul Alinsky and Lucifer. I mean, you know, this is an excellent point. When you consider that this is the genesis of this movement that is, you know, endorsed or, you know, is dedicated to Lucifer, what more do you need to hear?
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, regarding Dr. Ford, though, I must say, I exclude her because I'm expecting, and this may or may not be true,
mm-hmm.
but I'm expecting when that is fully investigated that Dr. Ford is going to be found to be a co-conspirator. Now, it's true that you're absolutely right, that some in the Democratic Party used her, but I think it's going to turn out that she was a willing co-conspirator, and that even though they did disregard her family and that sort of thing, because it's just all too convenient. And I hope that we get to the bottom of that someday, that it's not just, you know, moving on and not finding out. You know, I know we already
if we don't, James, it's going to come back and haunt us again. I mean, there's so many lessons to be learned, but you're exactly right. And in terms of, you know, getting down to the bottom of this, I always love the people on the left. They always say, we want to make sure we get down to the bottom of this so this never happens again. I mean, it's a total lie. They could care less, and they won't use it again until it comes to be handy for them one more time. James Hurston is with us. We got to take a quick break. We've got more from James on the other side. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got James Herson on a little bit of an extended time because we always run out of time with James, and what he has to say is so important. And James, I want you to put a ribbon on this thing, you know, with Dr. Ford. And I understand it, but a lot of people like you and that I've spoken with are going, okay, when's the other shoe going to drop here? Because, you know, if there was anything really I guess credible, and that might be a good word, credible behind this Dr. Ford accusation of now Justice Kavanaugh, why wouldn't she, you know, taken it straight to the local officials, lickety-split?
Well, exactly. And why would she surround herself with hardcore Democrat operatives? Two lawyers, one who had been an Obama appointee, the other who was the vice chair of an anti-Kavanaugh group funded by a George Soros organization, another woman who had worked with Anita Hill, and these people were referred, at least in part, referred by the staff of Dianne Feinstein. So we know these things.
So this stuff wasn't coincidental, James? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, it's a little too coincidental. So it's interesting. One of the things the Democrats say that they want to do if they were to take over the House, which is still possible, they want to launch investigations and impeach Kavanaugh. But it's funny how those investigations can reveal things that they didn't intend. Mm-hmm. You know, it may turn out that such an investigation would reveal coordination and a scheme, and that that wasn't an organic. Just this
of course
is the
not.
Thing.
Yeah.
They try to present it as spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, it was not spontaneous. Whether she thought she was telling the truth or not, it was not spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for somebody who was 100% sure it was Brett Kavanaugh, she sure wasn't as sure about all the other events that took place, was she?
No, you cannot defend yourself. No one can if you're accused of an act and you're not told when it happened and where it happened. You can't adequately mount a defense. And some people had come up with the idea, well, that was intentional, that she couldn't remember when and where.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it was intentional or not, it was a situation that no one could ever take as legitimate in a court of law,
mm-hmm.
or in any kind of government proceeding, because if you don't know when and where, not only the person can't defend themselves, but in this case, there was no other evidence, so-called corroborative evidence.
Yeah, I love the way, you know, some would want to say that she was credible. Well, you can't be credible if you don't have evidence. I mean, credibility is based on evidence. Believability, because somebody does a good act on something, that's something else. But this is what concerns me, is that we are really fast and loose, whether it was with the media, even attorneys and people that should know better. I would say members of the Senate, even the president. I would cringe every time he would say credible, because that became the common folk talk. But that, you know, and I think that's dangerous.
Yeah, and on top of it, she was caught in several lies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with respect to her so-called fear of flying, it didn't comport with her life.
Except when she was going to Hawaii or New Zealand or something for fun, right?
She was going all over the world. And her story about how she added an extra door.
Yes.
It turned out that it wasn't in the right year. It didn't seem to be motivated by the same thing. And then her ex-boyfriend came out and blew the whistle on her. And on the polygraph coaching, where she had explicitly said that she had never advised anyone on how to take a polygraph, and it turns out one of her friends that she did, and her boyfriend was there and was a witness, and that particular person was on her advisory team, and an ex-FBI employee. So it's just, you know, there's a whole lot that got lost in the coverage as it does today, and therefore, but it brings us back to that subject. It was, as Lindsey Graham said, a disgraceful, display of power-hungry politicians willing to sacrifice people's lives and reputations and peace of mind just to get their power, just for their power.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. It was a circus, and that's part of what Nancy Pelosi is admitting to.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was like a window to the soul of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, pretty scary when you think about it. And I got to tell you, and I'm sure you, as a law professor, you look at the work of Rachel Mitchell. Though it was a bit dry, as it can be, you've got to get the facts. And what she drew out of Dr. Ford in a very, you know, seemingly passive sort of way has proven to be quite powerful, because now you can go back based on that interview and see where Dr. Ford was not consistent, and there were errors, one right after another. And it's because of the tedious job that Rachel Mitchell was able to do.
Yeah, and she wrote a 6-page report kind of outlining all that, which also got lost in the coverage.
Mm-hmm,
but it outlined all the inconsistencies. Dr. Ford had 5 different numbers of people that were at this incident, 5 different groups that she had in different accounts. The inconsistencies, the selective memory, and other collateral lies, mm-hmm. and lack of corroborative evidence, it was really bad. But it's just one of so many of things that recently, both in rhetoric and practice, that we're seeing. And this so-called caravan, there's nothing organic or spontaneous about it.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be engineered. It cost a fortune. Some people have estimated over $20 million. And there's now 2 of them. And here's the reason it's being done. It's being done with the hopes of hurting and embarrassing President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Because you remember some time ago, probably with all these attacks against Trump, probably the one that had the most traction was the attack that said Trump is separating families at the border.
Exactly.
Remember that?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So this is a sequel to that.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's really up in the air. What in the world, if we're hearing 7,000 to 10,000 people, they already crashed through the Mexican southern border. If they arrive at the southern border of the U.S., what can Trump do? Is he going to have batons, water guns? Mm-hmm. No matter what he does, the press will be poised to attack. And this is the hope of, and I believe George Soros' organizations at least are one of the financiers.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're handing money. They're handing money out to the people there, you know.
Sure, money. And also, yeah. People are piling into trucks and buses. And those trucks and buses have to be, you know, they have to buy gas.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be provided. I mean, it's just, you know, if they were walking, they would never arrive.
They wouldn't get there in time. No question.
Right.
Yeah, this is all timed out. There's no doubt. But this is, again, as you said, we're starting to, if you have eyes to see, the underbelly of the Democratic Party, what they're willing to do. As Hillary Clinton made it very clear that don't expect the Democrats to be civil until they're back in power. You also had Nancy Pelosi admitting 2 weeks ago to using what she called the wrap-up smear, and how she, you know, she utilizes the mainstream media. I mean, I'll tell you, James, if I was part of that media group, getting that from her, I'd have been rather insulted that this was her plan. But, you know, this is what they do, and this is what they did with Donald Trump. Same thing, is that they got it leaked out, had the press report on it. It adds veracity, and somehow they can take those news reports that they manufactured to the FISA court and, you know, make the wheels turn in their direction. James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, law professor. James Herson, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Delta Faucet. Who doesn't want to update their home to reflect the latest styles? Whether tackling a complete home renovation or simply refreshing a special space, designing with the senses in mind can leave a lasting impression.
Interior designer Bobby Burke shares his trade secrets on what makes for a well-designed home.
In today's tech-driven world, it's important to design with the senses in mind. The home should be an oasis where we can unwind and engage our senses in the best possible way. Incorporate a contrast of textures like smooth, hard surfaces with soft, woven elements to stimulate your sense of touch. Smell can also enhance an environment. I use essential oils as aromatherapy to deliver soothing scents throughout my home. And finally, sound, which can be as simple as wind chimes to promote a serene space.
For more design inspiration, visit DeltaFaucet.com/designbeyond and follow Delta Faucet on Instagram.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting about immigration laws this morning, saying, quote, "For those who want and advocate for illegal immigration, just take a look at what's happened to Europe over the last 5 years. He adds, "A total mess." The president comments, "As a large caravan of migrants from Central America is on its way north to the U.S. border." Yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had this message for them.
"You will not be successful at getting into the United States illegally, no matter what."
And the Department of Homeland Security now says it's learned that a new migrant caravan is being organized in El Salvador. Lottery officials in South Carolina have confirmed that a single winning ticket for last night's huge Mega Millions jackpot was sold in their state, but they haven't said what city or town it was sold in. It's good for over $1.5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, we'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Let us know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And look at back for its second year. The ALCA Rocket Challenge is going to test university students with breaking the 430-foot Guinness World Record title for the highest launch of an ALCA rocket. You heard us talk about this last year, and they're back again, coming soon. An ALCA rocket is a model, by the way, often built using a 35-millimeter film canister. It's propelled by the chemical reaction that occurs when effervescent tablets are mixed with water. You see, you get the ALCA part. You got it? Okay, so that's the ALCA rocket here. So finalists are going to gather this December, as I said, at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex to compete for the record, as well as a grand prize of $30,000. Now, Bayer created the challenge to highlight the country's need for more scientists, engineers, and innovators. There is a gap, and all Americans have a responsibility to invest in the next generation of STEM leaders. STEM is the foundation of our modern world. It fuels innovation and economic competitiveness and helps strengthen our national security. And this year, the challenge will be open to teams of students that are attending any 4-year accredited university. And here to tell us more about it, Ray Cairns is back, Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs with Bayer. Ray, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm terrific. And when I found out we were talking, I got pretty excited. And we had a great discussion on this last year, and you helped drive a lot of interest in the Alka Rocket Challenge, which, of course, we all know the goal is to help get more people, kids especially, interested in STEM education. So thank you for having us back.
Hey, our honor to come alongside and partner with you to this effort. I think it's just so exciting. I wish I could be there to watch, you know, what these kids are doing, because this is really special. When you get a lot of young kids, you get their intelligence, their mind, and their focus on a project like this. I mean, the ideas that you're going to witness, I'm really jealous.
Well, you know, we get really excited about this because, as we mentioned when we spoke last time, this is part of our Making Science Make Sense program, which is a 23-year program that Bayer has put in place to help drive interest in students K through 12 across America in STEM. We do not have, as you mentioned earlier, we do not have enough scientists or engineers in this country to go around. At any point in time, Bayer has open jobs across America where we're looking for more engineers, more scientists. And so this is a way for us to help not only energize our kids, get our kids excited, right, about science, but hopefully build even a better society for us going forward so we have more folks who can discover those new innovations.
And I guess this is in part why it's so important to highlight the need for STEM leaders, right?
No, you're exactly right. And you remember last year we were down at the Space Center Kennedy, mm-hmm. Space Center Houston, where we had the team from the University of Minnesota. They actually broke the record at 430 feet. They sent that rocket so high into the sky, we actually lost in the clouds. We couldn't see it. And then coming down, folks were like, where is it?
Yeah.
And they landed safely, and we couldn't believe these guys won $30,000, and the kids were so excited. They told us when they were younger, when they were in middle school, one of the kids said he remembers looking through the Guinness Book of World Records and thinking, one day I want to break a record. Well, he did. He did it through the Alka Rocket Challenge.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, how do they track it when it gets so high that you can't see it?
Well, you know, thanks to science, yes. You know, we put things inside the rocket so we can tell how high the darn thing goes,
mm-hmm.
And what's kind of cool is this year we've got 14 universities from across the United States that are participating for five slots, and we're going to take the winners down to the Kennedy Space Center this year,
mm-hmm.
And of those five, they're going to compete for that $30,000 scholarship and also a chance to break a world record.
Oh, so cool. Ray, I touched on a little bit about an Alka rocket and what it is and why Bayer created this challenge. Break it down for our audience a little bit more.
Sure. You know, as I mentioned earlier, our Making Science Make Sense program is a K through 12 hands-on science engagement where Bayer employees go into schools all across America and teach hands-on science. And any one of our 15,000 employees can do that across the United States. And so we were sitting around one day saying, what's the most exciting experiment we have? And we came up with a couple, but the Alka rocket was the one that kids seem to love the best. And this is where we take a little bit of Alka-Seltz, which, of course, Bayer manufactures, and we put it in a little canister. Usually it's a small, like a 35-millimeter canister. Put some water in it, turn it upside down, and pop. You watch the thing, you know, shoot up a couple feet in the air. We thought, wouldn't that be interesting if we tried to do that at a larger scale? And so for the Alka Rocket Challenge, we're telling engineering students and college students across the United States, build as a larger rocket. You can use up to 100 tablets.
Oh, wow.
Think about a half a tablet goes a couple of feet. Mm-hmm. Well, clearly, University of Minnesota shows they have 430 feet in the air.
Wow.
And so the whole idea is about explaining to kids about the scientific impact of when that tablet hits the water, how does it create the pressure that actually shoots into the air? And when you see the kids' faces, they get so excited. Their eyes light up like they just saw something incredible. Well, let's see what happens now to the Kennedy Space Center. We're real excited about this.
Well, see what happens. See if we can break another record this year, huh? And I got to imagine, you know, the competition level is growing and very spirited because that's what we love to do. You know, this is the American way. We love challenges like this. Now, Ray, what about the schools that are eligible to compete in this year's challenge and the qualifications? Can you talk about that?
Sure. It's actually pretty simple. The challenge is open to teams of students that are attending a four-year accredited university in the United States. And so far, again, we've got 14 schools, 14 universities signed up. If folks want to help take a look at those schools or want to vote on which school they think is best, they can just go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Bayer United States. And they'll see all the information about the 14 teams, and they can vote. Because while we We've got a great judging panel on hand here that's going to help us decide which of these teams will go forward. There's also an opportunity for people to put in a fifth team, and so that would be kind of the popular team of what folks are looking at. So get out there and vote, because it's open.
Exactly. Well, Ray Cairns is with us, Senior VP of Corporate Affairs for Bayer, manages all communications, government relations, policy, and advocacy for Bayer's four main businesses, consumer health, crop science, pharmaceutical, and animal health in the United States. Ray, $30,000, huh? That's a big prize.
Well, listen, anything we can do to advance education in this country, we think we're up to the challenge. So this is we made a commitment, Bill. I mean, we probably talked about this last year. We made a commitment back in 1995 that we're going to have 1 million new STEM engagements across this country by 2020. I'm happy to report we're about to break our own record there of 1 million. It's coming up, so I'll get back to you with that information. But I'd love to have you down at Kennedy Space Center if you're available on December 12th. I mean, you've been such a great fan and champion for us. We'd love nothing more to have you come down and join us.
Well, I'd love to be there. If you need somebody to carry some luggage or do whatever, you know, I'd be thrilled. We got to see if we can work that out. Again, Ray, you know, we appreciate you stopping by and telling us all about the Alka Rocket Challenge. Now, this is going to happen on December the 12th at Florida's Kennedy Space Center, and I think I'm scheduled to be on the East Coast. I'm based out of Florida anyway, so, you know, it's an easy ride, so maybe we can make that happen. We'll see what we can do. But, Ray, real quick, remind everybody as we wrap things up where they can go for more information.
That, again, go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Bayer United States, and you can see all the information related to the Bayer Alka Rocket Challenge, and we look forward to folks hearing what their thoughts are about the best teams out there.
Ray, and also you've got another info link too at Making Science Make Sense, right? Is that still valid? MakingScienceMakeSense.com?
That's exactly right. Bayer's MakingScienceMakeSense.com is our overarching program we're very excited about. And you and I have talked about this in the past. It's how do we engage kids in STEM education? So this is all part of that initiative to help America continue to be the greatest country of innovation.
Well, all the best to the universities. This big competition on December the 12th at Florida Kennedy Space Center. The Bayer Alka Rocket Challenge will be held there. And Ray Cairns, thank you so much as always, Senior Vice President for Corporate Affairs at Bayer. Thanks, Ray. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. Bye now.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, and now you have a chance to make a difference once again. Your country needs you to fight one more time. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want to go forward or backwards in America. To be part of the decision, go to the polls and vote. Encourage your fellow vets to vote and your friends to vote. Unless you vote, you can't have a voice. We want to hear from you. The best way to do that is for you to vote. Your vote counts. You don't have to put on the old uniform to fight in this battle. All you have to do is check a box or pull a lever. Go to the polls and show your support for the Constitution and America. The country you may save is your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and got a real treat for you. We're going to talk about an extraordinary true story, one marriage, one family, under God, indivisible. This is the title of the new movie that's coming out this Friday, and we're excited. I'm excited to have you see this movie, and right now I'm excited because we've got the director of the movie, David Evans, with us. David, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, blessings to you too, brother. Thank you for letting us share about this great film with your listeners today.
Well, true story about an Army chaplain, Darren Turner. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's really the very first feature film ever made about a chaplain in the history of movies. And it's the true story about Chaplain Darren Turner, who currently, by the way, is stationed at Fort Bragg, military Army base. And it's a story about Darren and Heather Turner, about the chaplain and his wife. And he goes away in 2008 for a year and a half long deployment. And as so often we are happening with our military, with our troops, he comes back home and faces another battle. And that's really the fight to save his marriage. And that's what we see in Indivisible.
Well, and he's battling PTSD. I mean, you think a chaplain, for goodness sakes, are you kidding me? Well, are you kidding me? They're on the field of battle, and yeah. Why would they not be subjected to PTSD? And he, of course, experienced some tough situations there, and he came back, with that kind of what would you call it? I mean, you know, that kind of trauma to his mind. Yeah. And when he comes back to a family that doesn't, even though they were pretty good in journaling back together, you know, back and forth, you know, with what was going on, there's some things that happen on the battlefield that are very hard to express, right?
That's exactly right. You know, and the statistics show that only 1% of the population today is directly connected to the military with a spouse or son or daughter who's serving. So it's that other 99% that the movie really opens your eyes to what our troops are going through, not just the ones that are deployed, but back home you've got the mom and the dads and the children who are struggling with their everyday tasks. And it really helps us to appreciate what these troops are doing for us to protect our freedoms.
And, David, that's an excellent point. I like what I'm hearing on the street now. What's happening is people are acknowledging not only the soldier but the family and saying, hey, thank you for your service. And I mean your service as a family member, what you had to do in order to hold the fort down here at home. I mean, I know that when we first went to war and after 9/11,
It was at a grave hardship for many of the families and the military men, you know, cuts in pay. And meanwhile, the families had to make it work as we had an urgent need. And, you know, this continues. This is part of military life, is it not?
That's so true. And just, you know, again, it's we've heard from so many people who've seen the film already in some of our pre-screenings who just say, wow, I have such a deeper appreciation now for what our women and men and women and the armed forces are doing for us now on a daily basis. It's so vividly portrayed and indivisible.
Exactly. Well, and you have to pass on to Chaplain Turner that his armor coin, his challenge coin that he gave out, that's become part of my testimony. Ever since I saw that movie, I said, I got to get my hands on this. And I was able to locate a source. So I've been, you know, I've been handing these out like candy, you know, to people that need to be reminded of the full armor of God.
That's right. Yeah, it's just one of the many tools we share in this movie. You know, it's been 10 years since Fireproof came out, and we believe it's time for another strong movie about marriage. So whether you're listeners, whether you're married or not, you know, this is a movie, number one, you need to get out and support because it's a strong, well thought out, well put together, well produced Christian film.
Right.
But just to show your support for the troops and to have a deeper appreciation for their role in our country every day.
And David, you're exactly right. I mean, the impact that this has, I mean, yes, it tells the story about what 99% of America, and I'd say even more than that, because it's even, you know, the 1% that wear the uniform to defend our freedoms for us, a small percentage actually are in a combat zone, dodging bullets, dealing with the kind of things that Chaplain Turner had to deal with. But the impact that it has, you know, also in terms of, as you say, the marriage and a family and where we are with that. I mean, if you're under God, then you are indivisible. If you're on your own, boy, I'll tell you, chinks in the armor get exposed really quick, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, there's that scene in Indivisible, there's a scene where the chaplain just arrives at Camp Falcon in Iraq, and the lieutenant colonel plops down a folder that includes all the divorces that have been filed just in the past few months since he's arrived. And how it's tough enough being out there in the battlefield, but at the same time knowing that your wife or husband back home, that you're going through this situation with your marriage, I can't imagine what that must be like. And so we are praying so fervently that God will use this story to heal relationships. And I believe there's lots of couples out there who are serving our country now who are really going to be touched by this story. And we hope relationships restored.
Well, as we mentioned, PTSD, you've got people that are coming out of our community, our neighbors who are going out. Yes, not a huge number. 1% wear the uniform, less than that, actually find themselves in a combat. But they're out there, and they're our neighbors. And they come back, and having realized the stress of war, which is beyond your comprehension. I mean, you know, David, we can't imagine what these young men go through in a combat zone. I'm former Marine. I did not go into a combat zone. I will tell you up front, I didn't do that. But I have such a high regard and respect for those kids have found themselves in a combat zone, dodging bullets, and some not dodging them, and being injured, some paying the ultimate price for our freedoms. And, boy, we just can't honor them enough.
That's right. And first, thank you for your service as well. And you know, again, one way that we can pay tribute to the troops is, again, by supporting this film. And I know your listeners have heard it so many times before, but to keep this movie out there, we need a good support group for the film on opening weekend. And
yes,
we want to keep this movie around for weeks so the troops have the opportunity to get out there and see it. If it's only in theaters for a week, they don't have a lot of time. But if we can have a good outpouring of support on opening weekend, starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's what will really make the difference and help keep the movie around for weeks to come.
Who should see Indivisible?
You know, I get asked that question a lot, and I just think, you know, it's a movie really for anyone, whether you serve in the military or not. It's such an impactful, true story, and so original, too, just the fact that people have never seen a movie about a chaplain. And when you see these scenes unfold on the big screen through the eyes of a chaplain and the emotions that that you experience when you see the difficulties the troops are facing, both in deployment and the families back home, it's really a heart-wrenching story, but such an inspirational story at the same time because it is so realistically portrayed on the screen.
It is raw and honest, and I think that your appreciation of a loving God will grow even more so when you see what this chaplain goes through.
Yes, I absolutely agree. We've heard that from countless people already about how their own lives have been impacted. And again, I'd like to say also that on our website, there's lots of great information there, indivisiblemovie.com. We've got the trailer. You can see actual scenes from the movie and read about our great cast that God blessed us with. So I think it's some of the best acting in a Christian film to date.
I mean, really, I was going to ask you about this. How did you get this crew together? I mean, you have got such a stellar cast for this movie.
You know, I think once Sarah Drew came on board, many of your listeners will know her from the movie Mom's Night Out.
Right.
She's been on a popular TV show, Grey's Anatomy, many years. But she decided to come on board not only as an actress, but also as an executive producer. And she says, I believe a lot of my friends that I know are going to be passionate about this story as well. So on the limited budget we had, we really brought in an incredible cast. God just anointed everyone in the cast, and their performances just really, their emotions really shine through on the screen and their performances in the movie.
Well, and as you say, it is well done. It did a great job. It must have been real special for you as the director.
Absolutely. You know, I met Chaplain Turner and his wife 6 years ago. 6 years ago, my wife and I went to meet them, and I said, I believe God wants your story to be told. This is what he's put on my heart. And we formed a bond then, and it took 6 years just to get the life rights, to get the script finished, get the financing done. And now we're ready to share the movie with the world. And we could not be happier in just watching seeing the doors that God has opened for this project. And I believe people are going to absolutely love it when they see it.
What did the Turners say in regard to making a marriage indivisible? I'd be curious to hear their
You know, I really think for them it's really about communication. Of course, number one, putting Christ in the center of your message, in the center of your marriage. Mm-hmm. When they did that after he returned home following their separation, it made such a big difference and a big impact. And just communication, making sure that you're reaching out when you need help, when you need it, take recognition of that and seek the help that you need. So oftentimes I think couples are so quick to call it quits. And that's the whole theme of Indivisible, having that bond that cannot be broken.
Amen. Well, it is nationwide in theaters on October the 26th. Make sure, pack up the family, the kids. This is a great movie. Neighbors, this will be a fun movie, even for small Bible groups to go together and enjoy this incredible movie. And then I challenge you, and if you have a problem locating the Armor of God coin, just call me. I'll lead you in the right way, and you'll be handing out those coins as well. David Evans, congratulations on the movie. I'm looking forward to the response from our listeners, because I know that Indivisible is going to be real special for them as well.
Yes. Well, thank you, and God bless you, and thanks to your listeners for support of Indivisible. We appreciate it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Homemaker.